producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Because the Good Day program is back on the air at 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli.
Hello.
On the Good Day program. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Explaining how they feel about things, the reality of their world as it couples with your world. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. The number of children in our country that are under foster care. Mm-hmm. Never give this any thought.
Yes.
Yes, actually, because I'm thinking about adopting.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
A child?
Wow. No, a dog.
That's right.
Yes, of course a child.
You've got so much time. Why not?
Well, Jennifer, how in the world are you going to adopt a child?
You'll miss me, won't you? Maybe my appearance on the Good Day Show might be only a couple of days a week, but you never know. I mean, look. Having kids is on my agenda of things that I really want to do, and I want to really do it.
But
the
you
right
have
way.
Your father.
That's true.
This is true.
And I have you, and I have Rich, and I have
Roberta. You don't need more children than us.
But you know what? I have not met the person yet, at least that I think, that, you know, I can give me the children that I want. And so, you know, at some point, not getting any younger, going to have to make some tough decisions. I'm not saying it's going to be tomorrow or maybe even next year, but I've been thinking about it, and I've actually been saving some money.
It's a great thing. Yeah, you'll love it.
So would you adopt an infant or an older child, do you think?
I don't know. I would. And here's the other thing that I've struggled with. Do you just get inseminated or do you adopt? But there's so many kids that need homes, and even though, as a single person, I know not every adoption agency will
work
with
you. I think
you
should adopt a dog and a child at the same time.
I'd rather have the child.
And by the way, add an addition to your house.
Right.
With all of them.
Yeah.
She can do that. That's pretty easy. There's a lot of cardboard that's at the local dump. She can just use that on the back of the house.
Add on a whole upper level.
Right. Yep. Perfect.
Yeah, so I've thought about
you know what?
Kids. Yes.
I'm trying to imagine your father as a grandfather as well as
I. Oh, my God. He is so excited.
Oh, he would love it, wouldn't he?
Yeah. No, he'd be great.
He's like, I wish you had some kids already. He's like, I just want to stay home on the weekends and play with them. I'm like, perfect. You can have them on the weekend.
Yeah, right. And you can have them early in the morning when I'm on the radio.
So you can just have them all the. And my mom's retired now. It's actually I have a nice support group around me, which is pretty good.
Yeah, we'll be bringing them bottles of grape juice as young toddlers.
Just get it there. 20 years, wine.
Yeah, right. All right. Well, that's interesting. That's good to know. But if you're going to leave me, you're fired.
Because that's the way it has to work around here.
That's just mean. I'm saying it's down the road.
Down the road again. All right, Richie, what's on your alleged mind?
I think we should look into middays. It should be Doug Steffen's good
there
midday.
You say that. Don't be facetious. There are a lot of people who want me to do this program from 9 until noon.
I'm one of them. Add my name to the list.
All right. Okay, Richie, anyway, what were you saying?
Well, my adopted daughter and I were just looking at a photo album that we have from when she was in foster care in Colombia. And so she looks at all the pictures and she breaks this little album out every now and then, and we talk about the lady. She doesn't remember her. She was only from 5 months old to 11 months old when we got her. But she looks at the pictures and she loves looking at that book of her as a little baby in foster care.
Well, the reason I'm asking the question is because for the first time in 10 years there's been a notable increase in the number of children in foster care in our country. The number now is 415,000 plus in the foster care system. That's up from 401,000, 14,000 more there were in I think it was just after World War. Listen to me. After September 11th, the peak was 524,000 children in foster care. Don't know what the correlation is, but it was down and then up and down.
Poverty level.
Maybe I'm reading too much into 2002.
Poverty level is at unbelievable high rates right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that has to have a lot to do with it.
So is there a way, and that's what Jennifer just addressed, that you would get involved in foster care? Do you know somebody? If you're not involved, have you thought you wanted to be? Do you know somebody who is? There's that on one side. And then why are there? Richie says that it's because of the economy. What does that mean? You just throw your kid out on the street and say, here you go, child.
No.
Is that how it works?
I just think that people have situations.
Well, but
that
how,
go on.
Please explain. How does one become a foster child and then a foster parent? How
think
does that happen?
Think about the dad problem that we're already having in this country. You see it a lot in Black America where there just aren't dads present anymore.
They stay. Yep.
Very easy for them to leave. So if you have then just one parent, and this is what I struggle with my own situation. I don't know if I want to do this without somebody else. You know, I mean, that's a real struggle for me because I think kids do, I mean, they thrive most in a, you know, dual parent home. But
absolutely. Everything,
you know, and that's a real struggle. But I would say that once you have the dads out of the picture and then you have moms who are having to work, provide, most times they have a lot of kids, all of a sudden maybe the state comes in and takes them away. Maybe they decide that they can't do it and they give them up. I mean, you don't hear a lot of people talking about adoption as a alternate choice to abortion these days. You hear the abortion story so often. I don't know how many people actually give their kids up from adoption at birth or how many get taken away somewhere longer, you know.
Well, that was another question. How much more active is the government in taking children away from their parents? I think there's more of that now than there ever used to be.
You're probably right.
Some of it's appropriate, some of it's not.
Know someone, you know, a few degrees of separation, but know someone who had three foster kids and started abusing them, which I think is also pretty prevalent in that world, sadly. And at 12 years in prison, and that was a plea deal. That's it's if he goes in and pleads.
Those
out,
people who do that,
years,
well,
remember
they
the
should
story
be shot.
About the free range parents a month or two ago here locally outside of Washington, D.C.
Government comes and says
the
no.
government wanted to take their kids and did take their kids away shortly because they let them walk three blocks home from the park by themselves.
By the way.
You're right, Doug. How much of that is just government intervention?
Yeah, I think they're cooking their own books, frankly. But an interesting study that's out today. And I'm going to say it again, Doug. In a moment, women on money. Maybe a different sort of woman on my. I want to talk to Roberta and Jennifer, who are both very responsible with their money, and see what they think about how women might appear, if you will. You get the drift of where I'm going. 13 and change after the hour. This is Good Day.
Flu season's on the way, but there are steps you can take now to be prepared, like getting your flu shot. And Walmart makes it simple. Just walk in anytime to get your flu shot from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. To make it even easier, we accept most insurance plans. A flu shot's your best shot at staying healthy this flu season. And Walmart can make taking that simple step easier than ever.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh. What was his problem?
Claim status updates just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Everybody say hi to our Facebook friends, Matthew Cahan and Kristen Kennedy.
Hello.
You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Who writes on their timeline? Do you write things in your timeline, Jennifer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really? What's the last posting you did?
Well, let me tell you. Hold on. Let's see. Oh, I think, oh, God, you guys are going to go, ooh. The last posting I have is the video of my interview with Mike Huckabee.
Really? Yeah, that is. I saw that. We were looking
at you. Did you watch the video? Watch the video.
I did not. I think Meredith did, and she thought it was cool, but she's one of your biggest fans anyway.
Yes. Yes.
So, anyway, the Pope is talking about climate change with people here in America, talking about immigration with people here in America, and inequality. Some of the things that will make Congress uneasy, the president uneasy, but why wouldn't we want to address some of these things? I go back to leadership. We need leadership on all of these fronts. And so I think that's why he is. I have no real agenda here with him other than I like his. I want to every once in a while point out some of the things that he's doing that I think need to be done. There has to be some mollification when you're dealing with these issues. And he's reasonable. He has a reasonable mind. All of these things are admittedly a problem. But how do you reasonably solve them? Something that the United States Congress, the United States government hasn't been able to figure out because they're not reasonable. The people, most of the politicians in this country are unreasonable, unreliable, and frankly, unworkable when it comes, other than how they take care of themselves. Speaking of the government, Secretary of the Treasury says that it may be next summer we will add a woman to a piece of currency. Why is this so dramatic? Why haven't there been women already?
I don't know. There have been. What about the Susan B. Anthony half dollar? I mean,
yeah, that's
right?
True.
It was a dollar and it didn't go anywhere because it was a coin. Right. Too bad it didn't because it'd save us a lot of money.
But
coins
and first time,
that denomination
right?
are smart. I don't know when it was before that. Do you know when there was another attempt for a woman on currency?
I don't know. I just think it's weird to pull off what's on currency right now
and change it
around.
But you go back to the 1920s when there was no women couldn't vote. It's the same. Hello. Why is this a discussion? If they're important women, we have a patriarchal society. Men created the Constitution. You don't see any women's names on the Constitution. Men have created a lot of the things that we live by. And I suggest to you one of the problems that we have in the world is that men create a lot of the things that we live by. Women are much better at so many things. But here we are, and I'm doing it myself to a point, women are better at. Instead of these people are better at because they're more qualified, is it that we need a woman president? No. We need a qualified president for a change. Do we need a woman to run?
Don't disqualify her if she's a woman.
No, well, that's the point.
Yeah.
Women
Let
have been disqualified
just
because they're women.
I'm looking at other countries who have already put women on currency. Syria.
Syria.
Has a woman.
Really?
One of their bills.
That's pretty embarrassing when they
beat
her.
She's a former queen, yeah. They beat us to the punch.
Yeah, right.
The Philippines.
Hello.
Turkey. Mexico.
Right on it. We're supposedly the most progressive country in the world. 21 after on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As we go through with frequency songs that are important to our fairly recent history. This is Gloria Estefan, one of my faves. Number one during this week in 1989 with Don't Want to Lose You, a musical tribute to Gloria Estefan is appropriate. It's 24 past the hour on Good Day, and at this point in each hour we have some musical reference, so we're going to go through a bunch of number one songs from some of these dates that are close by. So Wilson Phillips, Richie, number one during this week in 1990 with Release Me.
Come on, baby. Come on, baby.
Love it.
Great harmonies.
Yeah.
Beautiful harmonies.
Did a nice job. Why did they go away?
I don't know. It just kind of, they ran their course.
Yeah, you think?
Although they were on tour, you know, not maybe last year they toured through Southern California. They were in, like, a small venue in Thousand Oaks, but I was kind of wanting to go see them.
Yeah. All right, here's the number one song this week in 1991 by a group called Color Me Bad. That's the translation. I adore is Mia Moore.
No.
Yeah.
He's saying, I love my love.
Yeah. I adore my love.
Right.
I adore. I adore Mia Moore. Number one. Who's Color Me Bad? Who's in that group, Jen?
I don't remember their name, but they were popular for a little while. I think they only had one album.
It's funny how these groups, like, I don't know Color Me Bad, but I know it Boys to Men.
Boys to Men was a much more serious group.
They were.
Yeah.
Number one this week in 1992, End of the Road by Boys to Men. Crank it up, Richie. You can just imagine yourself dancing to this.
Yeah, this is like my prom era. Right, yeah. I think, yeah.
It's a wedding song.
All right, wait a minute. Richie, did you do End of This? What's the difference between this song?
This song's actually about dying rich. Funny how you think it's a wedding song.
All right, so, all right, Richie.
Yeah.
Boyz II Men were number one during This Week in 1992 with End of the Road, and then skipped to This Week in 1994 when Boyz II Men were number one with I'll Make Love to You. I think the two songs sound a lot alike. Don't you?
Yeah.
Jen, don't you think?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Not that that's bad. It's a formula.
This one's a little more like getting it on music, though. Feel the rhythm.
Yeah.
Move your body to the rhythm, and you'll see what they want you to be.
So this is music to go to sleep by?
If you want to sleep,
how boring is that? You go to sleep afterwards.
Oh, really, Roberta? Thank you for explaining it to me like that. Yeah. All right, Mariah Carey.
Sometimes, if you're with not the right person, you go to sleep before.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Or during.
All right, Richie, let's do a comparison here. You got this song, which is number one during This Week in 1995, Mariah Carey and Fantasy. But if you fast backwards to This Week in 1993, she was number one with Dream Lover. Which I think is the better of the two songs. Yes, Jen? No?
Yes, definitely.
Yes. Yeah. All right, Richie, let's crank this one up. It's a good song. And then move it fast forward. Three of the songs that were number ones during the various years in the 90s, she was number one in This Week in 1997 with Honey, Mariah Carey. See, this doesn't do anything for me. Dream Love is a good song.
Yeah, I like Dream Love better.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, right. So you want to go back?
Back when her voice was like great.
Yeah, it was smooth.
Oh look, and then speaking of another beautiful woman with a great voice. Oh no, it's Steve Tyler. Sorry.
I don't want to miss a thing. Number one This Week, 1978 by Aerosmith. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Soybean growers seem to have a winner on their hands with high oleic varieties. Find out why as the United Soybean Board brings you the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
Take back the market share you lost to other crops with high oleic soybeans. High oleic are top performing varieties packed with innovation your customers want. Better nutritional qualities for more food customers and higher heat stability for new markets. Grow it now to grow your profitability. The yield you want, the demand you need. That's high oleic soybeans. For the best varieties in your area, talk to your local seed rep or visit soyinnovation.com. Funded by the Soy Checkoff.
Pennsylvania farmer Bill Beam went from growing 20 acres of high oleic soybeans last year to 300 acres this year. Not surprising, given the experience he had last January.
Our state soybean board sponsored all the fryers at the Pennsylvania Farm Show with high oleic oils. So everybody switched to the high oleic oil in their fryers. They served approximately 500,000 people. And at the end of the event, I went around personally to every one of the vendors that was using our oil, and I asked them if they liked the high oleic oil, you know, tell me the good and the bad. And everybody gave it a thumbs up. They loved it and said they would use it again.
Beam says high oleic beans are not a lot of extra work, and buyers are paying a premium to get them.
I see no reason not to grow them. From everything I hear, demand is growing. In fact, the local contractor in this area is looking to double acres next year. So you know what? If we have demand, let's fill it.
Learn more at soyinnovation.com. Our thanks to the United Soybean Board for sponsoring today's edition of the Successful Farming Radio Magazine. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
It's 33 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Isn't it wonderful, all the women that I have, all the people over the years that I have assembled together in this program.
We're all nuts.
The three that I like the best are the three that happen to be here at the moment. And it's not because they're here at the moment. It's just because I like them best, and that's why they have survived, I suppose, in a manner of speaking.
But the beauty of them is that they all disagree vehemently
on some of the issues.
Yes. Yet all still get along as friends.
Well, because they're respectful of one another, and that is the way politics ought to be.
Roberta's not respectful of anybody.
I was going to say, I just had to jump in and defend myself because Roberta was being a little mean. She was being a little mean.
Roberta's fascinating. Jennifer Horn and Dr. Joy Brown here on the Good Day program. Dr. Joy Brown, who we ought to hear from more often than we do because we like her input. You can find her on her own radio program, but it's not as good as this because she's there by herself. So what fun is that?
So let's ask you that. How do you deal, with friends that you just are 180 degrees with? We have some friends that we're great friends with.
Drink time.
But they are absolutely 100, and we just don't talk politics because I know.
Exactly. That's the
answer. They're people with whom, whether it's politics or money although it's usually politics. Occasionally it's religion. But you just sort of, I have people who've tried to convert me to various sort of ideologies. And what I say is, look, I really love you. Let's talk about something else. Let's agree to disagree on this. And
it's got to be a two-way street, doesn't it? Because Roberta doesn't care. She will bring something up knowing it will tweak Jennifer and I. And we'll just go into it. But we all know at the end of the day we'll be friends. But with right. this couple that we're really good friends with, we have this mutual understanding that we just kind of stay away from that thing. And it's a mutual respect for each other.
Well, but, yeah, but you guys have a different, that your relationship on the air with the three of us or with any of us is really different, presumably, than friends that you go up. And it's not only, my guess is if you look at that foursome, there are probably at least two of you who could have this kind of interchange, but the other two would be really appalled. So it's a whole different kind of dynamic.
Yeah.
But you can agree to disagree. For example, in my program, there are certain topics I won't bring up because you never change anybody's mind.
For example,
abortion.
Yeah,
you're not going to change anybody's mind.
No.
Dog poop. You don't change whether men or women are messier in the bathroom. Don't change anybody's mind on that one. So they're just things you know that I stay away from it.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it turns out it was one of the nastiest programs I'd ever done. I'm sitting there going, oh, my God, how did I walk into this? How do I get out of it? It was, yeah, there are topics that you, because I thought, well, this would be really interesting. You know, mm-hmm. we'll have a sexual dimorphism. But besides, let me get back to one other thing. That, you know, in the old days, this used to be what happened, is that people who respected each other, who disagreed, would share positions. And it's not that they tried to convert each other per se.
Disagree without being disagreeable.
Yeah, they shared information, and that's how you found compromises. Mm-hmm. And now that doesn't happen anymore.
No.
It's just the whole idea of talking with someone. Well, it's a blood sport, which is even worse.
It's intolerant. We've taught ourselves, mm-hmm. or our offspring, or our parents have taught us to be intolerant. I told an example earlier, which I'll repeat here, because it has some value to our conversation. I remember doing a personal appearance somewhere in the Carolinas. I think it was South Carolina, and it was a number of years ago. When I was talking to a lovely group of women, and this older lady walks up to me and said, Doug, are you a Christian? And I looked at her, I said, what do you mean by that? What does that mean? Do you have the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? And I looked at her and I said, no, but I am a Christian in the sense that I grew up in the tradition in a congregational mm-hmm. church in Framingham, Massachusetts, and I still hold myself out as someone who comes from that background. Do I believe in that practice of religion? No, I don't. Do I believe in Jesus? Yeah, I think Jesus was a fantastic healer, an extraordinary person whose image, likeness, and ideas have been stolen by men to create something that had nothing to do with Jesus in reality. And with that, she looked at me and walked away, or I think I walked away from her.
Didn't quite understand what you said.
No, well, but that's, you see, there. But she was not approving of the fact that I wasn't a Christian. And her idea of being a Christian was to go
her
to
her idea
the,
of being a Christian.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, go to a large church that says Christian Academy or something on it. And I told her, and she didn't like it. Anyway.
So it says Methodists do not apply. I mean, the one of the problems is that we now view life as a zero-sum game. Mm-hmm. If you win, I lose. If I win, you lose. As opposed to that, it isn't a zero-sum game.
What an amazing reality. That's an amazing way of putting it.
Yeah.
You win,
really.
Huh? When you think about
it's really alarming. Because
agree with me, or you're wrong.
Well,
yeah.
Typically, I find humanity loses when they don't agree with me, Dougie.
I understand.
Right.
The guy that I worked for that ran the radio station in Boston said the world would be a better place if everybody was a Catholic and a Republican. He gave tens of thousands of dollars to an organization of priests in Boston, and when he found out that a dozen of them were pedophiles, it almost crippled his ability
to deal with
reality.
For people that think that would be a great solution, though, I mean, I say it in jest, think about how boring it would be if we all were the same and we all agreed with
the same party for them as well.
Yeah.
You cannot have Shangri-La. People would be killing themselves left and right.
All right, let's talk about the Pope, though, and the sort of person he is. Joy has posted on her Facebook page the itinerary of the Pope, and not the main itinerary, but what he's doing with his time. When he speaks to Congress after that, it's dinner, it's lunch with homeless people.
Yeah.
And so that obviously impacted you because you posted it. Why?
Yeah. Well, because because, you know, I mean, look, he's a big enough deal that the President of the United States went to the airport to meet him. I mean, that's a big deal. And he has enormous power, he has enormous wealth, and yet I think he's one of the most popular popes we've had in a long time, because he's slowly trying to reform the church, which is not the world's easiest thing to do, but he also seems to be a genuinely sort of likable and nice person. The fact that he would choose to go to a homeless shelter rather than have dinner with the bigwigs, that his mission, he views his mission statement, I think, very differently. He's one of the reasons we're posting the itinerary as well, is he's coming here today, and he's going to mess up my life for the next couple of days. So this is kind of, I think it's something that people are really excited about who are not necessarily Catholic. I think for Catholics, it's a bright light in what's been kind of a darkness of Catholicism for a while, with, as you point out, all the pedophile issues,
mm-hmm.
And birth control. I mean, lots of issues. And I think for non-Catholics, the idea that this is a guy, I mean, he excommunicated the mafia this week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's an extraordinary kind of thing. Dangerous.
Yeah.
But I'm sure the New York police were less than thrilled about that.
Yeah.
But I mean, this is a guy who seems to be able to single-handedly be holy and practical.
But if you want to have credibility, this is the thing that bothers me about blind allegiance to anything. Why would you have blind allegiance to an organization that coddled to people like the mafia, that took care of their own, who were pedophile priests, and basically kept saying the same mantra that we are the one true religion? What a bunch of baloney.
Well, but first of all, every religion says we're the chosen,
yeah.
Number one.
Yeah.
Number two, I think this pope, perhaps more than the other, has realized, and I think every major religion has realized that asking for people for blind allegiance doesn't work these days.
Mm-hmm.
That the ranks of Catholicism are shrinking, of Orthodox Judaism, of all organized religions. And you can see Muslims are having a terrible time these days because of the fundamentalists who say, "Well, we chop off heads."
Right, and people don't want to belong to the group.
Yeah,
that's an interesting point. I don't know how many people, because you hear the chastising of the Muslim religion, and it deserves to be chastised for those who use it to do what's going on in the Middle East and other areas. But the only,
but there are a lot of people who
groups,
don't.
But there are a lot of, well, but it was getting a I don't want to say stranglehold, but let's say in Europe and in this country as well, the numbers of people that were joining the Muslim religion were growing by leaps and bounds until all this stuff happened, and then it pretty much stopped, except in the areas of the world where it had its roots. But even then, look at all the people who are fleeing from this area who are going to other areas. The whole idea of how many people are going to Europe. What it's going to cost
from Syria. Yeah.
From Syria. Right. And all of that is because of religion. All of this conflict is all about religion.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you sort of think John Lennon may be really onto something.
Imagine.
I doubt that the Pope is going to use that as his background.
No, probably
music,
not.
But still.
No. All right.
Yeah.
Let's help people who have compromised hair. Provia, easiest way in the world for you to work against the main causes of losing your hair. Part your hair, put a little Provia up there, massage it in, and see if within 3 to 4 weeks you don't feel a little fuzz coming back. Because Provia, you got to use it every day to cleanse your pores, get the pores open on your head so the follicles of hair that are underneath can grow back again. That's what, you know, your hair falls out like the skin particles go off, like all the other cellular items in your body change between every 3 to 4 weeks to every 3 to 4 months. So with new cells all the time, it's bound to be that your hair is going to drop out, the follicles come out, and they're replaced. And it's a process that you don't usually pay any attention to unless they're not counted, unless there aren't as many hairs growing in as falling out, and then you got a problem. That problem can be fixed by using Provia. 800-525-8319 is the number to call. This is a serum, all natural, comes from botanical extracts. It cleanses, it feels like, if you put it on your hand, it doesn't feel like anything you've ever touched before. It's not sticky, wet. It goes in and cleanses those pores. And also has a volumizer with it to make your hair look thicker and fuller as the new hair is growing in. So, incredible product, incredible deal. Central. Call 800-525-8319. Open your account there. You'll get a bottle of Provia. I mentioned Doug Steffen. You get two bottles of Provia. The other Provia bottle will be super concentrated for really quicker results. So Provia, get your hair back or your money back by dialing 800-525-8319.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Stay tuned for an amazing surprise sale from Pro Flowers.
Are you predictable? When was the last time you surprised someone with something totally unexpected? At Pro Flowers, we think predictability is boring. Surprises are exciting. So we're making it easy for you to be unpredictable by offering our best-selling 100 blooms for just $19.99. Plus, we're giving away a free glass vase with every order. These 100 stunning blooms are bursting with color. Imagine the look on their face when 100 beautiful flowers arrive from you, out of the blue. Be unpredictable. Be spontaneous. Sometimes the best reason to send flowers is for no reason at all. But hurry, because this incredible deal ends this Friday. 100 colorful blooms with a free glass vase for just $19.99. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Click on the blue radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4545. That's proflowers.com, secret code 4545.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want...
A great deal? Right now, get up to $250 off select laptops, desktops, and 2-in-1 PCs with Windows 10.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
Get more tech for up to $250 less. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 9/26, valid in-store and online while supplies last.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Morning. Daytime.
Night. Dr. Joy.
Oh, Dr. Joy Brown is here with the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn.
Mike.
Roberta Fasinelli. What was that?
That'd be interesting. Rich, we cut your mic and the girls took over. Hmm.
Really? Well, there's only a few minutes left. You can feel free to do it.
I try it again next Monday morning.
I would never let that happen.
Really?
Oh, Roberta and Joy?
Yeah.
Cackle.
Great show.
No, come on.
What a sexist comment that is.
Yeah, that really is a sexist comment. No, it's just about you two.
Yeah, he didn't mention me. That's weird.
It's not about anybody else. It's just about you two specifically.
I mean, you see, that's not what people hear.
The cackle.
Women and the cackle.
No. Yeah, those two will cackle.
Well, you two giggle, so what's the difference?
Giggling sounds so much cuter.
Yeah, we're having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and we're not?
Are you guys done with this?
That's a cackle, folks.
All right, we have 60 seconds for the joy
of
the
New York comment. That's a New York comment. What? And we're not? What?
3.14159 3769. How many more digits would you like me to tell you about pi? Don't mess with
pi.
Me.
Times the radius squared.
I thought you were going to give out Richie's phone number like Donald Trump just, did.
Donald Trump gave out Richie's number?
Yeah, well, no. But Lindsey Graham, but Dr. Joy could give out Richie's number is what I'm saying.
Why do people, I wish we got 30 seconds, why do people run for office when they know they can't win? Joy, what is the...
Publicity.
That's all it is.
Yeah, yeah, and you increase your speaking fees. And, you know, I think that's what happened to the Donald. I think he did it the way he did it before, which is kind of a gig, you know, kind of a funny, I'll get my more publicity for my show and for myself, my speaking fees. And then I think something takes over and you think, oh my God, maybe I could really do this.
Dr. Joy Brown's number is 855-99 Dr. Joy. You can call that number 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Leave a question for Joy to answer during her program, which airs from noon to 3 East Coast time every weekday. Find out where it is at drjoy.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Health Magazine. We are enlightened, and we will enlighten ourselves more, including an examination of your body. I should have had Jack stick around for this. What texting really does to your body, and then we're going to talk about some of the ad-free internet experiences that you might like to have, but then figure out what it'll cost. I was just on the Huffington Post website, and I was so annoyed. There were a couple of really good articles that I want to read, and all of this crud comes. It's like you swallow up, you get swallowed up in all this stuff. So maybe, just maybe, Greg can find a way around all that. We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Walmart can help you stay one step ahead of flu season. Because at Walmart, you can get your flu shot anytime from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. And while you're in the store, pick up Lysol disinfecting wipes and Lysol disinfectant spray that actually kill cold and flu viruses and antibiotic-resistant bacteria. These are steps you can take right now at Walmart to help prevent the flu from getting to you.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. State restrictions may apply. Use all products as directed.
Now is the time to save on hardwood and more at Lumber Liquidators' End of Summer Clearance Sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on solid pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents. 3/4-inch solid pre-finished maple for $1.99, plus $1 off Bellawood Brazilian Cherry and Koa Hardwood. Get 10 to 15% off all Morningstar Bamboo. American and European laminate for 49 cents and 24-month special financing. Hurry, the End of Summer Clearance Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Greg Stebanon on the Good Day program with Technology in the Focus. Ford has now a new application called My Ford Mobile that if you own one of their electric cars, you can control it through your Apple Watch or an Android Wear device that's similar to the Apple Watch. How in the world this... But you know what? I sort of am in awe of how all of this stuff works. When I drive in, for example, I park my car at the airport when we went to Chicago a couple of days ago. And when I came back out to pay, Meredith says, look at the thing. It tells you where the car is parked. How does that thing know where my car is parked?
The thing being your phone? How does your phone know where you're...
No, the ticket that you stick in the pay machine to pay on what comes out in the receipt is your car is located at this place on this floor. I didn't give anybody that information. How do they know it's my car?
I have no idea, but I'd love to know.
Yeah, I would like to know as well. Yeah. All right. The allure of an ad-free internet experience. This is something I was telling Greg off the air. I went to a Huffington Post store this morning that I wanted to see, and I couldn't get at it. I wanted to send it to Meredith. I couldn't. It took me four times to click it off and move faster than the ads when I came back. I had to practice four times how quickly I could get to the point where I was going to email it. It's just this kind of stuff is so annoying. So you have a way to fix this, I'm looking at, or I'm thinking you do.
No.
Oh.
I tell you what's important about this.
Okay.
So the background on this discussion, because you're going to hear a lot about this week, is an app developer for the iPhone and the iPad created an ad-blocking app. He put it on the App Store.
Isn't that the guy? Wasn't that what your pal Gerritsen told us about a couple of weeks ago? Wasn't that Kenny?
He did talk about ad blockers.
And, yeah.
And so what this developer did, he made one that shot to number one in the App Store, which means he, over the life of the app, would make a bundle of money.
Good for him.
And he had a call of conscience, and he removed it after 36 hours.
Why?
And he removed it because he realized that, on one hand, like you, he is as frustrated and was serving something up to people who are as frustrated as you are. But on the other hand, he also recognizes, and I think you will understand this too, that people who make content, like you make content for the radio, also need to find a way to make money to be compensated
Fair
for
enough.
That content.
Fair enough. I get annoyed when people say they click off the ads when they come on the radio. Fair enough. That's what is human. That's kind of the human condition. That's what people do. But that's fair enough.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.